This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because today we are diving into a story that I swear proves truth is stranger than fiction.
Oh, I love these.
This is about a neighborhood dispute that started over a shared driveway.
Okay.
And just escalated and escalated into this feud.
Wow.
I mean, think like passive aggressive parking and weaponized trash, even some unwelcome rodents.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at a letter that was written to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Okay.
By a guy named Eric.
Okay.
And what's really fascinating about this case is that it's not just about parking, you know?
Right.
This is a story about how these everyday annoyances can become these big battles for control and territory.
It's like the driveway becomes this little microcosm of society where these unspoken rules and like these social contracts just completely break down.
Yes. And this story is like a deep dive into that breakdown.
I love it.
So Eric starts his letter and he's painting this picture of his neighborhood, you know,
okay,
peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
But as soon as his new neighbors move in, this is Karen and her family.
Oh boy.
The illusion is shattered, and their weapon of choice is their SUV.
The SUV.
Yeah, it's like this symbol of suburban life.
Right? I see them everywhere.
But in this story, it takes on this whole other meaning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it becomes this physical representation of Karen's need to dominate the space.
That's so interesting, because I've seen this a lot in my own practice.
Really?
Yeah, these everyday objects somehow gain this symbolic power.
So it's not really about the car, it's about what the car represents.
Exactly. It's all about this power dynamic.
Fascinating.
So Eric's a nice guy, you know, and at first he just thinks, oh, it's an honest mistake.
Right.
She just doesn't realize she's blocking everyone in.
Yeah. But then weeks go by.
Oh, no.
And the SUV is constantly parked in the most inconvenient spot.
Blocking the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he starts to think, wait a minute, there's something else going on here.
Yeah, a pattern.
Yeah. And it makes you realize that, you know, the assumptions we make about our neighbors can really fuel the fire, or they can help keep things peaceful.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
And it's really important for us to realize that these assumptions that we have are often shaped by our own experiences.
Totally.
And our own biases.
Oh, yeah.
So we all come to the table with our own baggage.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the supporting cast in this driveway drama.
Okay, who else is involved?
So there's Ashley.
Okay.
She's Karen's teenage daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she seems to have inherited the family parking gene.
Oh, no.
But she has her own twist on it.
What does she do?
Her weapon of choice is this ancient Volkswagen Jetta.
Okay.
that's perpetually parked diagonally.
Oh, the diagonally parked car.
I know.
It's like passive aggressive parking 101.
It is.
It's like it's taking up all this space, but it looks like there's some space there, but there really isn't.
Right.
It's just an illusion.
Exactly. And it's just this constant inconvenience that just chips away at Eric's sense of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Order.
Like his sanity.
Yeah. Yeah, and control over the situation.
Yeah. It's like death by a thousand parking cuts.
Yes.
Like every single day.
Every time.
You just have to squeeze by and you can't park where you want to park. It just gets to you.
And then things escalate even further because Eric comes home one day.
Oh, no.
And the driveway's full of cars.
Oh, no. Like a used car lot.
Yeah, it's Ashley's birthday.
Okay.
And apparently, every relative Karen has ever met has descended upon this driveway.
Oh, no.
And they're all parked there.
Oh, my gosh.
With no regard for anyone else.
That is so inconsiderate.
And you know what? Eric ends up having to park on his own lawn that night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He can't even use his own driveway.
Nope. And of course, Karen's family thinks this is hilarious.
Oh, I bet they're just laughing at him.
Oh, yeah. But it gets even better because the next morning,
yeah,
he finds a note taped to his door.
No way.
That says, Eric, please don't park on the grass. It looks bad for the neighborhood.
The audacity.
I know, the irony is just...
They're the ones that made him park on the grass.
I know.
And then they have the nerve to tell him.
It's unbelievable.
Like, they lack any self-awareness.
Probably
like,
not.
They don't even realize that they're the ones causing the problem.
It's mind-boggling.
And this is what makes these disputes so difficult to resolve.
Yeah.
Because there's no accountability.
So at this point, Eric's had enough.
I bet.
And he decides to fight back.
Okay, what does he do?
He starts subtly, you know, taking up a bit more space. When he parks, forcing them to adjust their chaotic parking.
Oh, he's making them work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But this just makes them double down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Karen starts parking her SUV so close to his car he can barely get in.
Ugh. I hate when people do that.
Ashley starts leaving these guilt trip notes on his windshield.
Oh, my God.
And then enters the heavy artillery. Karen's brother, Greg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so often in these disputes, you get family members coming in.
Oh, yeah. They love to get involved.
To back them up.
It's like they're the reinforcement.
Yeah, and Greg fits the bill.
What's he like?
He's this intimidating guy.
Oh, no.
And he makes a point of parking his massive truck right behind Eric's car.
Oh, gosh. So he's trapped.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. That's a real power move.
Yeah, it's like a message, you know?
Like, this is our territory.
Yeah.
Don't even think about parking here.
And then comes the trash bin turning point.
Okay, the trash bins.
You'd think putting out the trash would be straightforward.
You would think.
But apparently not.
What happened?
So Eric describes their approach to trash as just pure chaos.
Like, what do you mean?
Bins are all over the driveway. Overflowing bags, garbage everywhere.
Oh, that's gross.
And one morning, he trips over a bag they left by the bins and takes a nasty spill.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. But it's just the principle of the thing.
It's the disrespect.
Exactly.
It's like they don't even care.
And the best part is, that night, Eric snaps.
What does he do?
He grabs duct tape and spray paint.
What?
Marks out designated parking spots.
No way.
And labels the bins.
He went there.
Oh, he went there.
I can just imagine him out there late at night.
I know, in the dark.
With his spray paint.
Yes. Turning this driveway into his personal parking kingdom.
That's amazing.
But this doesn't bring peace. It ignites an all-out war.
Oh, boy.
The next morning, Karen's out there with a pressure washer, erasing all of Eric's work.
No way.
And her husband is sitting on the porch, drinking a beer at 8 in the morning, laughing.
Oh, my God. That is so disrespectful.
I know.
It's like they're mocking him.
And just when you think it can't get any worse, enter the rats.
Oh, no, not rats.
Yeah, so Eric starts seeing these rats around the bins. And at first he's like, oh, that's just bad luck.
Yeah, you would think that.
But then he catches Ashley's boyfriend dumping an entire bag of fast food trash in the bushes by his porch.
Oh, my God.
Like, their disregard for boundaries is just seeping over into his personal space.
It's not even about the driveway anymore. It's about his property.
And, of course, when he tries to address the rat issue.
Yeah.
Karen blames his messy lawn for attracting the rodents.
Ah!
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So they're blaming him for their mess.
Yep. Classic deflection.
They just don't want to take responsibility.
And then the final straw.
What happened?
Their yard sale.
Okay.
Now, you'd think they would confine their yard sale to their own side of the driveway.
You would think.
But no.
What did they do?
They spread out onto his yard.
What?
Furniture, clothes, boxes of junk, everything right on his grass.
Oh my God.
It's like they think they own his yard.
That's unbelievable.
And when Eric protests, you know what Karen says.
What?
With this smug little smirk, she says, "We figured you wouldn't mind. You're never out here anyway."
The audacity.
Yeah.
Like, they just think they can do whatever they want.
So at this point, Eric's done being Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay, I bet he's fuming.
Oh, yeah. He spends the day stewing, and then that night, he hatches a plan.
Oh, this is good. What did he do?
So he gets these motion-activated sprinklers.
Okay.
Sets them up along the edge of his yard. And the next morning, as Karen and her family are bringing in their unsold yard sale stuff, they get hit with this glorious ice-cold shower.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know, it's like poetic justice.
I love it.
But of course they retaliate.
What do they do?
A few days later, he finds his trash bins missing.
No way they took his trash bins.
Yeah, he finds them dumped in a ditch a couple streets over.
That is so childish.
I know, but the message is clear, you know?
This means war.
Yeah. And then to add insult to injury.
What?
Karen installs solar lights along the driveway, but only on her side.
Oh. Come on.
So at night, it's like this brightly lit path to her house.
Oh my God.
While Eric's side is in darkness.
It's so petty.
It's like she's saying, this is my territory.
Yeah.
You're welcome to live in the shadow.
It's like she's rubbing it in his face.
Yeah. So we leave Eric trapped in this driveway, dystopia, plotting his next move.
Oh my gosh.
Against these masters of pettiness.
Wow. So is there any hope for resolution?
That's what I'm wondering, because at this point, they've invested so much in this feud.
Right.
It's like they're addicted to the drama.
Yeah.
Is there a point where it just becomes part of their relationship?
That's a great question. And it happens a lot, you know,
right.
it becomes what we call a structural conflict.
What's that?
It's like the conflict itself becomes a part of how they interact with each other.
Oh, so it's not about the driveway anymore.
It's not about the parking or the trash.
It's about who they are to each other.
Exactly. Their identities get all tied up in this fight.
I can see that.
It's like every interaction they have is just filled with this tension and resentment.
Right. Like they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Exactly. And that's what makes these situations so hard to fix.
Really?
Oh, I bet. Because the conflict just feeds on itself.
Yeah.
Every action is a reaction to something the other person did.
Right. It's a vicious cycle.
And it just spirals and spirals.
So let's rewind for a second.
Okay.
What's really driving this behavior?
Like, what's at the root of it all?
Yeah. Why are they both so focused on winning this driveway war?
Well, on the surface, it seems like it's just about the driveway. Yeah. But when we dig a little deeper,
yeah.
I think we can see some pretty basic psychological things going on.
Like what?
Well, first we have this idea of territoriality.
Yeah.
Humans, you know,
yeah.
We're territorial creatures.
That's true.
We want to control our personal space.
Right.
And when somebody threatens that space,
yeah.
We get defensive.
It's like a primal instinct.
It is. Think about like animals in the wild.
Right.
They mark their territory.
Right.
It's all about showing who's boss and feeling safe.
So in this case, the driveway is like an extension of their homes.
Exactly. It's like a symbol of their need to be in control.
So Karen sees the driveway as hers.
Yeah.
And she wants to be the one who decides how it's used.
Right. She's saying, this is my space. You follow my rules.
Wow.
And on the other side, we have Eric.
Okay.
Who starts off thinking that sharing will be easy.
Right. Like they can just be reasonable adults.
Exactly.
And work things out.
But then Karen's family keeps ignoring him.
Right.
They don't care about his needs.
Yeah, he feels powerless.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't have any control over his own property.
And that's when he starts fighting back.
Yeah.
With the parking spots and the sprinklers.
It's like he's saying, okay, if you won't respect the rules, I'm going to make some new ones.
And it's all fueled by passive aggression, right?
Absolutely. Passive aggression is the name of the game in these situations.
Well, it's like they're speaking in this coded language.
Yeah, they're sending these little digs.
Yeah, the solar lights, the notes.
It's all about showing anger without actually saying anything.
But it doesn't really solve anything.
No, it just makes things worse.
Right.
It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
So is there any way out of this mess?
That's the question, isn't it?
Can they find peace? Or are they doomed to this eternal driveway battle?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
It really is.
I mean, at this point, they're both so focused on winning.
They've forgotten they're both losing.
Yeah. It's like they're playing tug of war, but nobody gets the rope.
It's exactly.
Okay, so let's say you're Eric in this situation.
Right.
What advice would you give him?
That's a tough one.
Is there anything he can do to, like, de-escalate things?
Well, it depends.
Get
depends
that.
On his personality, like how much he can handle this kind of conflict.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, when they're dealing with this kind of passive aggression, they just want to fight fire with fire.
I could see that.
Like, come up with the perfect comeback.
Yeah. Get them back.
Yeah. But that can turn into a bigger problem. It can become this huge battle.
Yeah. Where nobody wins.
Exactly. And it takes so much energy to keep that up.
Oh, totally.
And there's the legal stuff too.
Oh, right. The sprinklers.
Yeah. He's got to be careful.
He could get in trouble.
You don't want to do anything illegal.
So what's he supposed to do?
Give up.
Yeah. Just let Karen win.
No, not necessarily. There are ways to stand up for yourself without starting a war.
Okay. Like what?
Well, first of all, he needs to document everything. Write down every incident.
Like dates and times.
Yeah, and exactly what happened.
So if it goes to court, he has proof.
Right.
That's smart.
It's also a good idea to talk to other neighbors.
Okay.
Or the homeowners association, if there is one.
So he's not alone.
Exactly. It shows that other people see what's happening.
And maybe they can help.
Sometimes just talking to someone can make things better.
Right.
But if nothing else works,
yeah,
he might have to get a lawyer.
Okay, so let's say he does that.
Okay.
What are his chances of winning?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
These driveway cases are really complicated.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, there are local laws to think about.
Okay.
And property lines.
Right.
And then there's the easement agreement.
What's that?
It's the legal document that says how they're supposed to share the driveway.
Oh, so it's not just about who's being more annoying.
No, it's about the law.
That makes sense.
And convincing a judge that you're right.
So it's a gamble.
It is. And even if he wins in court,
yeah,
it might not solve the problem.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes going to court just makes things worse.
Mm. So there's no easy answer.
No, not really.
So what's the best case scenario?
I think the best they can hope for is to find a way to live with each other peacefully.
Even if they don't like each other.
Right. Even if it's not perfect.
So there's no magic solution to escape this driveway dystopia.
Unfortunately not.
It sounds like it takes a lot of work.
It does. You have to really think about the situation.
Okay.
And understand yourself.
Right.
And be willing to try different things.
That's good advice.
And maybe a little bit of patience and humor wouldn't hurt either.
Definitely.
Sometimes you just got to laugh at how crazy it all is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're so busy trying to win, they don't realize they're both losing.
They're both miserable.
Right.
So is there any way out of this?
It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're both so dug in at this point.
They are.
It's hard to imagine them actually, you know, finding some common ground.
Right. So if you were counseling them, where would you even begin?
Well, the first thing I'd say to Eric is to really think about what he wants.
Okay.
Does he want to keep fighting?
Yeah.
Or does he want to find some peace?
Because it seems like peace is pretty far off right now.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And he has to be realistic about what he's willing to do.
Okay.
Is he ready to take this to court?
Yeah.
Because that can be a long and expensive process.
And there's no guarantee he'll win.
Exactly.
So what are his options if he doesn't want to go the legal route?
Well, he could try talking to Karen again.
Okay.
But this time maybe with a mediator.
Like a neutral third party?
Yeah. Someone who can help them communicate better.
That's a good idea.
And maybe help them come up with some compromises.
Right. Because right now it seems like they're not even talking to each other.
They're just talking at each other.
Yeah.
And that never gets you anywhere.
So a mediator could help them actually listen to each other.
Right. And maybe see things from the other person's perspective.
That's so important.
It is.
But what if Karen refuses to even try?
Well, then Eric has a tough decision to make.
Yeah.
Does he just accept the situation?
Right.
Or does he move?
Because it sounds like this is really affecting his quality of life.
It is. And sometimes that's the best solution.
Even if it seems unfair.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to prioritize your own well-being.
That's a good point.
And sometimes that means walking away from a conflict.
So there's no easy answer.
Nope.
It's all about figuring out what's best for you.
Exactly.
Well, I think we pretty much covered this driveway dystopia.
I think so.
It's amazing how something as simple as a shared driveway.
I know.
Can turn into this huge battle.
It's a reminder that good communication and boundaries are so important.
They really are.
And that sometimes you just have to choose your battles.
So dear listeners, next time you pull into your driveway, take a moment to appreciate the peace and quiet.
And if you happen to share that driveway with a Karen.
Oh boy.
Good luck.
You're gonna need it.
You'll need all the luck you can get.
Until next time, folks, stay curious and keep those deep dives coming.
See you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.